Don't Die of Ignorance by Mark Julius, June 2014. I'm not a religious man. I don't go to church and I haven't said my prayers at night since I was a child. Some folk get comfort from their faith, their beliefs, and that's kind of cool. I wouldn't know how to pray. There are lots who do, though. I bet they were as out of touch with praying as me and didn't feel the need. People pray for all kinds of things. A better job, a happier marriage, world peace. Oh, and I almost forgot. The catch-all prayer for those who are sick and less fortunate than ourselves. There was a lot of praying going on in 1984. There were a lot of sick and less fortunate people. God had his work cut out. We were in the midst of a so-called plague, although God must have been a bit confused because this was one plague he never sent. Bring back flies and locusts, that's what I say. There was a big campaign going on. Don't die of ignorance was the mantra. It was everywhere. Television, radio, the press, you couldn't miss it. It was all about knowing the facts about AIDS to protect yourself from it. Funny word that, ignorance. I mean, it wasn't ignorant to discriminate and get queer bashed. It was clearly enlightened to have the tabloid press outdoing its own seedy standards with homophobic hysteria. It wasn't ignorant to refuse people mortgages or tenancies. It certainly wasn't ignorant to say that gay people were wallowing in a cesspool of their own making. It wasn't ignorant for your workmates to ask you not to use the same cups as them in the staff room. And of course, let's not forget how enlightened it was for people to wipe toilet seats with wet wipes before they sat down. God forbid they could get AIDS from a toilet seat. Presumably because the same people had caught syphilis the self-same way. So they must be right, yes? Of course, everybody knows that's ridiculous and you can't get AIDS or an STD from a toilet seat. But prolonged use of a toilet used by homosexuals will eventually turn you gay, and that's a fact. It was in the paper. Lots of things were in the papers 30 years ago. I wish I could say they were as laughable, but they weren't. Millions spent educating people about the virus. But how much was spent fighting the real ignorance? It's ironic. The fastest growing group affected by HIV in 2014, 30 years on, it's amongst the heterosexual community. Some of whom, in the 1980s, were safe, as AIDS was for queers, druggies, and people from the third world. Well, maybe if some of those people had spent less time quoting the Bible, inciting mass hysteria, wiping toilet seats with wet wipes, locking away their cups in the staff canteen, and more time snapping on a condom, things might be a little different. Who's ignorant now?